Hey, babe, what you watching? Oh, this is just regular anime. Well, I heard a bunch of girls screaming in Japanese. I thought maybe you were watching, you know. Hey, don't laugh. You watch that kind of stuff all the time. You're almost as big as a pervert as I am. Well, whatever. I'm already out here, so scoot over. Let me see what the heck you're watching. Oh, hey. This is Sailor Moon, right? Didn't they used to show this on Toonami? Yeah, I remember now. I used to watch this when I was a kid. It always came on right after school. You know, I was a pervert even back then. I was such a horny little girl, always rubbing my hairless preteen cunny. I blame the internet. I found the lewdest fan fictions you could think of. Even as a kid, it gave me some dark, nasty fantasies. Does that turn you on, baby? Thinking of me as a horny little sixth grader, eagerly reading nasty fanfics after school, and then humping my pillow like a little slut while I fantasize about gang rape. And you call me a pervert. Just look at you, getting all hard when I talk about little girls and rape. Go ahead, take it out, baby. Let me jerk that cock and I'll tell you all about my dirty schoolgirl fantasies. I love it when you get this excited. Here, let me get it wet for you. You know, baby, I used to fantasize about this show, actually. Something about Sailor Moon always made me think nasty, naughty thoughts. Like, what would happen if they lost? What would the bad guys do to them? I mean, they're such young, pretty girls, and their costumes are so skimpy. Just look at them, tight white leotards hugging their smooth teen bodies, and those super short skirts barely hide anything. They're practically begging to get raped, baby, especially that little pink one. I knew you'd like her. What's her name again? Rennie? Minnie Moon? Something like that. I just remember her being a little brat, always running out to face the bad guys on her own. I would have loved to see her lose just once and have her end up in the hands of some horny pedophile henchmen who have no problem doing perverted things to helpless little girls. Here, close your eyes, baby. Let me tell you a story. Picture her, our pink little heroine, just 8 years old, but so confident in her powers, facing down 2 dozen burly criminals in a dark alleyway. And she's wearing her normal costume, a tight white leotard hugs her soft, preteen body. A big red bow covers her flat chest, and her bright pink skirt doesn't even reach her thighs. It's so short and so flimsy that every time she steps, it bounces, giving brief looks at that little triangle of fabric that hides her smooth baby pussy. And it's part of her leotard, but with the skirt there, It looks like just an innocent pair of cotton kitty panties. And her hair is as pink as her skirt, done up in cute, childish pigtails. Her eyes are narrowed as she stares down the bad guys, demands they give up before she punishes them. And she thinks she can take the whole group easily, but she doesn't see the guy sneaking up behind her. And it's all over in a second. Before she even knows what's happening, the little heroine is on the ground, and her only weapon, a brightly colored magic wand, is skittering across the alleyway. Without it, she's just a normal 8-year-old girl in a very revealing costume, and surrounded by horny pedophiles who are 3 times her age. And she's quickly pushed onto her back, struggling against a burly man holding her arms. Her smooth preteen legs are flailing frantically, trying to kick at the pedos who are closing in on her. But all that does is show them her creamy thighs and those bright white panties. And she continues fighting, even as 2 of the men grab her ankles and spread her legs wide open, letting everyone see what her skirt used to hide. Her smooth leotard is skin tight, letting them see just how small and flat she is. Her tough girl attitude doesn't stop threatening them, confident she'll win somehow, even as one of the thugs kneels between her thighs and pulls out his big, throbbing pedo cock. Her eyes go wide as she sees it, and the little grade schooler starts struggling harder. But even with how toned and athletic she is, her underdeveloped body is nothing to the grown men holding her. She watches in helpless horror as the huge burly man grabs the crotch of her leotard and yanks it roughly to the side, revealing her hairless virgin pussy for all to see. And it's so small and tight, baby. Nothing more than a little credit card slot between her legs. And at this age, it's the perfect rape toy. No longer plump with baby fat, but still far from mature. And her slender, boyish hips offering the tightest fuckhole possible. And she's not prepared mentally. The little girl thinks she knows what the mean man wants to do with her, but it doesn't seem possible. He's too big for me, she thinks. There's no way that big adult penis is going to fit into my tiny 8-year-old vagina. Maybe that's why she keeps threatening them in her high-pitched voice, keeps saying that the other sailor scouts will be here any second. She thinks she has time. She truly believes that her friends will save her before anything bad happens. And then all at once, the big pedo forces his cock into her tight little kitty cunt. And the little heroine screams and writhes like she's being branded, her pussy on fire as it's penetrated for the first time ever. Her pink little slit stretched painfully wide around some random thug's girthy pedo cock. And her poor kitty body just isn't ready to pleasure cocks yet. But she doesn't have a choice in the matter. Her pink walls clamp hard against the rapist cock, milking it like a velvet vice as she struggles to escape. And her first rapist doesn't go easy on her. No sooner does he bury his cock deep inside her hairless kitty slit Then he begins pounding hard and fast, humping the lolly heroine like a kiddie porn star, making her flat tummy bulge beneath the tight fabric of her leotard. Rennie's only mercy is that she's too tight for her rapist to last very long. The poor girl is so panic, though, that she doesn't even notice her first cream pie. Hot semen floods into her, a barely noticeable wetness spreading through her inflamed vaginal canal. And she's still screaming and fighting when the first load of criminal sperm fills her preteen womb, looking for an egg that won't be there for several more years. And with a deep grunt, the first pedo pulls out, and as his rapidly deflating cock plops from her tight pink folds, a sloppy mess of pedo semen gushes out from Rennie's freshly raped cunt. And for a brief second, she stops screaming. The 8-year-old breathing heavy as she looks at the mess between her legs, and her lower lip is quivering at the sight of her violated cunt. The little grade schooler doesn't quite understand what the man just did to her, but she knows it's very bad, and she feels so gross and yucky, like this man has used her as a toilet, her childish pride struggling to cope with such a humiliating defeat. And she's still trying to be tough, though, still holding back her tears, and she tries to hold back her breathing when one pedo gets off of her, and then starts struggling again as a second one takes his place between her thighs. No, stop. Get off of me. I don't want it. I'll make you pay. Her whining only makes the men more excited, though. And even though she struggles with all her might, the tough heroine can do nothing to stop her poor, abused cunny from being raped again. And now that her vaginal walls are slick with cum, any attempts to clinch are less than useful. The pink fold of her cunny simply stroke her rapist paddocock more enthusiastically, the hole too wet to grip onto his shaft. And this encourages the man to fuck little Rennie even harder than the first. He grabs her slender hips and pulls her into him with each thrust, jolting the little heroine back and forth like a little rag doll. He fucks the preteen so hard and knocks the wind out of her, and the little girl grasping and tearing up as she's pummeled relentlessly like a disposable fuck toy, and then filled with another load of fresh pedo baby batter. And by the time the third man steps up to take his turn, the little girl is crying so hard, tears streaming down her smooth cheeks, her little 8-year-old pussy red and puffy from two rapes, making it hurt even more when a fresh cock is stuffed into it. And she continues to cry and beg as she's pounded for a third time. But her sweet child voice only seems to make the pedophiles harder. Her struggles are no longer fierce attempts to fight, but involuntarily reactions to the pain being forced on her. Her preteen tummy cramps as it's forced to accommodate pedophile cocks, and every inch of her vaginal canal is painfully stretched, the sensation making her legs and arms twitch and writhe in futile protest. Eventually, the third man comes inside of her as well, but now the little heroine has learned the pattern. She isn't surprised when a fourth man moves in to fuck and rape her underage slut, but cries harder nonetheless, unable to hold back her childish fear anymore. One by one, the men take their turns, each pedo pervert using her smooth kitty cunt for their pleasure and leaving behind a thick, creamy thank you in her belly. Soon, a puddle of cum forms under her abused little cunny. Her once pink folds are painted white with semen of a dozen different men, a hot mess squirting lewdly from her abused little cunt every time a new cock steps up to violate and rape the helpless little 8-year-old hole. She finally goes limp when Daddy Number 10 starts humping her pink little baby hole, her exhausted limbs unable to offer any more resistance, all her willpower focused on the burning pain in her cunt as it's used as a little child-sized flashlight. Sailor Minnie Moon lies on her back in a dark and dirty alleyway, surrounded by more than 24 muscle-bound henchmen. One of the men is kneeling between her spread legs, humping away at her abused, preteen raped pussy, fucking the pink-haired lolly like she was an experienced porn star. She's only 8 years old, and half an hour ago, she was a virgin, like most girls her age. Now the tight, fleshy folds of her hairless vagina are coated with the cum of at least 10 different men. Hot white goo leaks from her stretched rape hole, pooling under her ass and staining her once pristine sailor costume. Rinia stopped fighting at this point, though she still cries as the men use her. Her big, tear-stained eyes close whenever the humping stops, and her sobbing turns to whimpers as she feels another thick dick flooding her kitty pussy with fresh pedo sperm. She shudders as they pull out, praying each rape will be the last, but every rapist who leaves is replaced by another who kneels between her slender legs and drives a new cock into her bald little cunny. The renewed friction in her raw baby cunt causes the girl's eyes to wide open, her chest heaving as the former heroine begins crying hard again, blubbering like a little toddler throwing a tantrum as she's being bullied relentlessly by the horny pedophile rapist, and nothing she does will stop them. Her athletic body and magic powers proving useless against the gang of rapists. And so, she does the only thing she can, pleading through her tears and a tired, childish voice. Please. No more misters. It hurts. Ow, my kitty's really sore. It hurts so bad. Please, I can't take it anymore. I'll do anything. Please just stop hurting my private place. She's begged before to no avail, but this time it seems to work. The pervert on top of her suddenly stops, pulling his fat pedo cock from a rabid slit without coming inside of her. The man stands up, and for the first time in a while, the crotch of her tight leotard has enough time to slide back in place. For a few moments, she simply lies there, breathing heavy, though her pussy is hidden once more behind the smooth white fabric of her costume. She finds little relief in it. The battered 8-year-old can still feel semen leaking from her raped hole, except now the lewd mess is pooling inside of the crotch of her leotard, turning the pure white fabric dark and making her feel like she has wet panties. Still, for a brief second, she thinks it's over, that maybe the men have stopped, until a hand roughly grabs her pink hair and drags the exhausted preteen to her feet. Standing in the group of men, she feels so small and helpless. They box her in completely, looming over the child. Her head only goes up to their waist. The short grade schooler finding herself surrounded by a forest of thick adult hard cocks moving towards her from all directions. The grade schooler starts sobbing again despite her best efforts. Her lower body is so weak from its marathon rape that her legs struggle to hold her up, and the little heroine stumbling in her red high-heeled boots. Even worse, though, the shift in gravity has caused all the semen in her womb to come flooding out at once, the poor girl's white little panties filling with a thick lake of pedophile cum that quickly overruns the fabric and begins dripping out of the tight leg holes. Even standing, with her skirt now hiding her privates again, everyone can see the results of her gang rape. Globs of cum dripping from her legs, joining the puddle of semen she was just lying in. Any hope that her ordeal is over gets shattered when the man who was just raping her pussy pushes a slimy dick to her lips and tells her to suck it like a lollipop, unless she wants to go back inside her pussy. The scared preteen brings her clenched hands to her chest defensively as she's given the awful ultimatum. She stares at the horrible adult cock that violated her just moments ago, and her button nose wrinkles up in disgust, the musky smell of sex wafting from the shaft, the semen of all her rapists coating the shaft with a perverse glaze of pedophile nastiness. Her lower lip trembles as she looks up at the pervert with the saddest doe eyes she can muster. It's the kind of look she gives to daddy when she knows she's in trouble, the kind of begging expression that has gained her sympathy from adults and most her life. But when she stares up at this muscle-bound thug holding her hair, all she sees is the same animal pedo rage that every other man had as they ruined her child pussy. Her frown quivers and breaks as she begins crying loudly again, realizing that no one will help her. The parting of her pink 8-year-old lips is all the encouragement the rapist needs, the man taking his opportunity to push forward and shove his pedo cock deep in the little girl's wet, virgin mouth. And her muffled cries soon turn to choking gags as the pedo shows no fucking mercy on the little sailor scout. Seeing how inexperienced Rennie is, the man simply fucks her mouth like a pussy, forcing his cock down her throat with little regard for her comforts. For a split second, her hands come up, pounding desperately at the man's thighs before the other thug grabs her wrists and wrenches them behind her back. As her throat is roughly raped, Minnie Moon does a frantic, pathetic dance in the alleyway, her slender feet tapping this way and that as she tries to pull away. She can't break the iron grip on her pigtails, though, and her small jaw is forced so wide around the rapist cock that she can't even gain the leverage to bite. And once again, the little lolly is so helpless, only able to gag and scream and squirm as her mouth is being used like a flashlight. The desperate fight for air causes her flat tummy to convulse and clench, causing more cum to squirt lewdly from her used cunt, thick globs of it running down her trembling thighs. And with all this excitement, it isn't long before the grade schooler gets her first taste of cum, the rough pedo filling her throat with a warm, salty load that causes her cute little face to pinch up in disgust. Rennie's 8-year-old mouth is far too small for the generous helping of pedo milk she receives, the hot, white goo quickly filling every inch of her to the point of overflowing out of her cute little mouth. Some of it spurts out of her mouth from her pink lips, rivers of semen dribbling down her soft preteen chin to join the puddle between her feet. Some of it gets forced up as she coughs and chokes, a glob of cum splattering from her tapered little nose. Most of it goes down her throat, though, forcing the baby whore to swallow her rapist seed and choke on it, her eyes going wide as she does a little of both, gagging and crying around the thick shaft between her lips. When finally the oral assailant pulls his cock out, a healthy layer of sperm covered every inch of the third grader's tongue. The foul, salty mess making her retch and spit even as she gasps for air. The unwilling cum dump only gets a second of respite, though, before she's suddenly whirled around again by another pair of hands and finds her face being pushed towards a new, hard, erect cock. Rennie struggles again, too desperate to think, just trying to avoid more rape. No, no, no. Ew, it's yucky. I don't want it. Is all she gets out before the man slaps her hard across her fucking face. The move only stuns the sailor scout for only a second, but that's all the pedo needs to force his meaty cock meat down her resisting throat. Soon she's choking and gagging again, struggling to breathe as her mouth is raped once more again, the thick shaft causing her slender neck to bulge visibly, her legs once again dancing across the pavement, though this time with significantly less enthusiasm than they did before. The lack of oxygen makes her head spin. The already exhausted girl sings stars as the thick pedo cock slides back and forth between her tight little lips, using the warm wetness of her underage mouth to get off. By the time this man finishes with her throat and dumps a second load of thick pedo cum onto her pink preteen tongue, Rennie is barely conscious, sagging on her feet. The poor heroine is only kept upright by the rough hands gripping her arms and hair. With her mind a haze and her muscles barely responsive, the dazed child complies when a third pedophile feeds his cock into her mouth, the formerly defiant sailor scout now offering no resistance to the men who want to use and rape her. Surprisingly, it is only now that the abused little girl receives her first bit of mercy. The new oral rapist, mostly abstaining from her throat, letting the exhausted preteen catch her breath, even if it is just through her nose. This kindness doesn't come for free, though. The man taps on Rennie's cheek and tells the lightheaded girl to suck and lick, to use her hot kitty tongue on his throbbing pedophile shaft and slurp it like a popsicle. The implied threat of more throat rape is obvious even to the stunned grade schooler, who begins to give a clumsy but obedient suck job, eager to do anything that stops the pain of throat rape. Rennie's baby blowjob soon pays off as the man pulls his dick from her mouth only after a minute or two and shoots his load across her tear-stained face. The sensation of being cummed on, of being used like a dirty cum rag, makes Minnie Moon start crying again. But when a fourth cock is presented in front of her, the distraught 8-year-old quickly leans forward and begins sucking, eagerly blowing the man through her tears, knowing that she has no fucking choice. Seeing their victim give up the fight, the perverts holding Rennie loose in their grip on her arms and hair, offering more positive reinforcement for her slutty kitty behavior. Despite this tiny kindness, the men's hands are far from idle. As the little kid continues to reluctantly suck their pedophile cocks, the men surrounding her begin to molest her soft preteen body, their big fingers exploring every inch of that smooth child flesh. in between her fourth blowjob and her fifth, as the grade schooler is still swallowing another load of semen. The red bow on the front of her outfit is violently ripped off by one of the men, tearing a hole in the chest of her leotard and revealing her chubby, barely developed titties. As she slurps on the fresh cock offered to her, the child's senses finally start returning, making her all too aware of the adult hands that are sliding into her skin-tight outfit. She winces as they molest her flat chest, their fingers teasing her pink little nipples, rubbing and tweaking the fleshy little nubs until they grow stiff from stimulation. The unwanted sensations make her groan in despair repeatedly, the muffled sound of her childish voice making the cock in her mouth throb with delight. This isn't lost on the desperate 8-year-old who soon begins making sounds, moaning into the cocks between her lips, trying to please her rapist. She knows now that they won't stop no matter what. But she's realized that this isn't as bad if she plays along and does what they want. Her theory is soon proven to be true, as her latest rapist pulls out faster than any yet. The pervert comes on her half-exposed chest, sparing her face and mouth, and instead spraying her left nipple with ropes of hot, white pedo cum. The mess stains what remains of her costume, too, dripping towards her flat little tummy until the pedos groping Rennie scoop it up with their fingers and start rubbing the goo into her hard nipples. And though the humiliation is still there, and though the tears haven't quite stopped, the sore child can't help but enjoy this gentle stimulation. Her chest feeling warm, a pleasant in the brief moments before another cock is pushed between her reluctant 8-year-old lips.